Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
Welcome to Among Monsters, the world's most unnerving descent into true crime. I'm Damien Vale, and tonight we travel to the icy riversides of upstate New York, to a place where horror disguised itself as a reformed man, where trust was betrayed and lives were discarded like roadside litter. He was a Vietnam veteran, a husband, a father, a worker. But under the surface, he was a predator, calculated, unfeeling, patient. His name was Arthur Shawcross, the Genesee River Killer, and his story will test everything you believe about second chances, justice, and monsters in human skin, a childhood of silence and shadows. Arthur John Shawcross was born on June 6th, 1945 in Kittery, Maine. He grew up in Watertown, New York, a bleak town of gray skies and rusted steel, where hope was rationed and silence was a survival tool. From an early age, Shawcross seemed different. He was quiet, withdrawn. He struggled with reading, lacked empathy, but there were deeper cracks forming, ones no teacher or parent could see. In later interviews, he claimed to have been sexually abused by his mother and aunt. He also said he engaged in acts of bestiality as a child and claimed, disturbingly, that he began fantasizing about violence at a young age. Was he telling the truth or laying groundwork for manipulation? Either way, the seeds of brutality were already planted. Vietnam and the Beast Within. In 1963, Shawcross joined the U.S. Army and was eventually deployed to Vietnam. To some, war breaks men. To others, it justifies their darkness. Shawcross claimed he committed unspeakable acts overseas, killing civilians, mutilating bodies, and collecting ears as trophies. The military, however, denies these claims. But whether fantasy or fact, when he returned home, something had changed. He had tasted violence, and he liked it. He married, divorced, remarried, a carousel of chaos. He fathered children, drifted between jobs, and developed a fondness for arson and petty theft. But petty crime couldn't satisfy the hunger inside him for long. In 1972, that hunger took over. The first murders, innocence lost. In May 1972, Shawcross abducted 10-year-old Jack Owen Blake while the boy was riding his bicycle in Watertown. He raped, strangled, and dumped the child's body in the woods, returning later to mutilate the corpse. Weeks later, 8-year-old Karen Ann Hill disappeared. Her body was found under a bridge. She had been raped and murdered. Shawcross was arrested shortly after. He confessed.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean. the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
The evidence was clear, and yet prosecutors cut a deal. He pled guilty to a single count of manslaughter, not murder, and was sentenced to 25 years. But here's the part that leaves a scar on justice. He served just 14 years before being released, deemed rehabilitated, a free man, a clean slate. And then he moved to Rochester, New York, where the monster would rise again. The Genesee River turns red. Between 1988 and 1989, a new horror began to unfold. Sex workers in Rochester began to vanish. One by one, quietly, without much police urgency. But then in January 1989, the frozen body of 27-year-old Dorothy Blackburn was found near the Genesee River. Strangled, mutilated, dumped. More bodies followed. Anna Steffen, Darlene Trippi, Kimberly Logan. Each victim had similar patterns. Strangled, discarded near water. All sex workers. The city began to whisper. Rochester had a serial killer. The police were slow to connect the dots. Victim profiles, drug users, sex workers were often dismissed. But the killer, he didn't stop. By the time the FBI joined the hunt, 11 women had been murdered. And then, fate intervened. Caught on the riverbank. In January 1990, police spotted a vehicle near the Genesee River. The driver, Arthur Shawcross, he claimed he was out fishing. Suspicious, detectives tailed him. He was seen revisiting murder sites, loitering near bridges, pacing along icy embankments like a man remembering or reliving. Finally, they brought him in. And like a dam breaking, the truth spilled out. Shawcross confessed to 11 murders, in detail, calmly, almost proudly. He spoke of how he choked his victims, how he returned to mutilate some of them, how he left their bodies in plain sight, daring police to find them. He described the rush, the high of control. He felt no remorse. No regret, only relief that he could finally talk about it. Trial and the twisted mind. Shawcross's defense tried to argue insanity. They claimed PTSD from Vietnam, childhood abuse, split personalities, a traumatized brain. The prosecution painted a different picture, a manipulative, calculating predator who chose victims society had forgotten because he believed he could kill with impunity. The jury agreed. On November 1990, Arthur Shawcross was found guilty of 10 counts of second-degree murder. He was sentenced to 250 years to life in prison. He lived the rest of his days behind bars, giving interviews, analyzing his crimes like a casual observer, referring to his victims by number, not name. In 2008, he died of cardiac arrest while in custody, unmourned, unredeemed. Arthur Shawcross wasn't a rampaging lunatic. He was soft-spoken, methodical, ordinary, and perhaps that's the most disturbing thing of all. He killed children. He was released, and then he killed again. He used the river as his graveyard, and society's blind spots as his weapon. And so we're left with questions. Who failed? The courts, the psychiatrists, the system. Or was it all of us? I'm Damian Vale, and this was Among Monsters. We don't tell these stories to glorify evil. We tell them so you remember. Monsters are rarely what they seem.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.